Welcome to The Daily Drive. This show is dedicated to keeping you educated, informed, and most importantly, driven to succeed. We want your feedback, so call us at 1-800-437-5121. Everyone on The Daily Drive Show team hopes you enjoy this show. Here's your host, Ken Knorr.
Welcome to the show, Doug.
Thanks, Cam. Glad to be here. Very excited to be part of the show.
Absolutely. I'm really glad that you're here, too. So, Doug, you have been an entrepreneur for some time, and your latest and greatest venture is Tangent Media. Tell us about Tangent Media.
Sure. Tangent Media has been around for about 20 years now. Tangent Media is a design and development agency. A lot of people like to categorize us as a marketing and advertising firm, although we tend to think of ourselves more as, like I said, a design and development company. We pride ourselves on gorgeous design, and we are capable of developing anything from simple websites to enterprise-level software applications. So kind of do it all, but we focus on media production and design as opposed to marketing and advertising per se.
20 years ago, what ignited the spark? What was it that you said, boom, I want to do this?
In a previous life, I was a musician full time, traveled the country as a professional musician. It all stemmed out of the fact that when I was very young, my stepfather, who was nearing retirement age, he only had about a year, I think it was about a year and a half or so, before he was going to retire. But some company came along, bought his company up, and he got caught in the middle, and they let him go because they just, cleaned house. And so about a year and a half before he was going to retire, he was without a job, without the ability to get a job. It was some rough times and very traumatic for the family and for me as a child. So I knew right then that I made the decision right then that I was going to not depend on someone else and that I was going to make my own way and be the captain of my own destiny. But like I said, I started out as a musician, and of course we ran our own company. I did the books for the band and traveled around for about 10 years professionally as a musician traveling the country. But it got to be where, I met my current wife, and she was with me for about 7 years while I was on the road traveling. She put up with me traveling and not being home. It just came down to the fact that I had to get a real job, so to speak. I'm doing air quotes right now. So I started looking around for work, and I didn't really have any other skills besides audio engineering and, managing the band and playing drums. And so after floundering for quite some time, I found computers. And this was the mid-80s, so personal computers were fairly new. And at the time, Commodore had come out with a Commodore Amiga.
Which
was the first computer. Yeah, remember that? So many people don't remember that.
Oh, I guess the Commodore Amiga,
part of being our age.
Yeah, the Commodore Amiga was amazing at playing a song called Axel F, which showed off its skill set to do music. Yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah, and it was also one of the first computers to have a 16 million color palette and the ability to do animations without having to buy extra graphics cards and whatnot. So I started playing around with computers, and I found that during my effort to find work using the computer because I was experimenting with graphics. I was really into doing computer graphics, just self-taught. I found that companies were needing graphics to insert into their videos that they were producing. So I started hitting people up for graphics work. And in the process of doing that, exposed myself to video editing and got introduced to, I was selling a bunch of my graphics work to Raymond James. I don't know if your listeners are familiar with Raymond James Financial, but they're a financial firm that is headquartered in Florida. Mm-hmm. And so I started doing graphics for Raymond James, and in the process learning about video production and how these graphics were being inserted into the videos. And so that began my love for video, at which point I started doing some freelance video engineering work for large live production houses, large screen productions like for conventions, the Jumbotrons, and that kind of thing. I was looking for something that could replace the love and the creativity I had for music and for the band, and it wasn't until I found computers that I found something that I just fell in love with and replaced that missing creative piece that I was lacking from having left the band. It just kind of blossomed from there. At one point in early 90s, Raymond James asked me to come work for them because they were actually bringing all of their video production and editing in-house. So I was charged with designing and equipping and building out their in-house video production facility. And at that point, I was working for Raymond James. It was one of the only jobs I've actually had where I worked for someone else. It lasted about 2.5 years, built the studio out, but it got to the point where most of my conversations with my supervisor, with the vice president of marketing, ended it with him banging his fist on the desk, calling me a maverick. And so we ended up parting ways, and I've worked for myself ever since.
If you could talk to one person from history, who would that be?
Wow. I know this is going to sound weird, I would probably talk to Jesus, because I have so many questions about life and about, you know, the afterlife that, you know, I think I would just really enjoy talking to Jesus and finding out more about the mysteries of life.
Not the first entrepreneur that said that to me. And I think it's an exceptional answer. And what might be interesting is, what would you ask?
Wow, that's even more profound. Well, what would I ask Jesus if I had if I could ask him anything? That's tough. You know, I'm split between my self-serving, how can I be a better person and, you know, ensure my future in the afterlife versus physical things about our reality. It seems like there's so many unanswered questions. And in the Bible, there's a lot of questions to Jesus about religion and the afterlife. Not so much about our physical reality. And I think he'd be able to shed a lot of light on that, you know. He foresaw electronics and the gadgetry of the world and internal combustion engine and all these things. You know, it seems like there would be so much that he could reveal about the future of mankind as opposed to simply the afterlife. But I guess that's part of the Jesus, you know, the Christian message is that you should be focused on the afterlife and preparation for that as opposed to, you know, what's the next invention or, you know, what's the physics of black holes and that kind of thing.
What has been your most satisfying moment in business? If you could pick a moment, what was your most satisfying moment?
Well, there have been several. I think probably the most recent foray into cryptocurrency and blockchain space. We've had the opportunity, because there's not a lot of competition in that space for us, it seems like, you know, as far as the medical industry and the real estate industry, competition's pretty stiff for marketing materials and media development, media production. But in the cryptocurrency space and blockchain, it's so new that a lot of people aren't even aware of it, let alone, you know, channeling their business in that direction. But we've recently built a couple of cryptocurrency-related apps, web apps and mobile apps that are really state-of-the-art and getting a lot of attention in the space. And that's very satisfying. But I will also say that I had the opportunity to work with Ross Perot, and I know a lot of your listeners, the younger listeners, probably aren't even aware of who Ross Perot is. He was an independent candidate that ran for president back in the 80s, I guess it was, or maybe even early 90s. And I flew to Texas to interview him for a project. He had some software that he was putting out for the banking industry, which connected ATM machines to bank tellers to online banking. It used to be that each of those customer touch points were in separate silos, if you will, and they didn't talk to each other. Whereas Perot came out with this product that made all that work together. And so we were in charge of marketing and promoting that launch. And that was very satisfying, getting to meet Ross Perot and participate in that launch, which was, you know, pretty significant at the time. It was one of the first, the very first companies to do large scale banking integration. And so it was just satisfying to be part of that.
That's a pretty cool story. Not, I don't know that all of us get a chance to work with somebody as with such stature. I can imagine that is a satisfying moment. All right, I'm going to run you into a rapid fire thing here. So it's going to be short, quick answers. We'll just roll through it. So in one word, characterize your life as an entrepreneur.
Uphill?
Great answer. No, that's a great answer. Biggest mistake you've ever made?
In one word?
No, no, you can do short answer here. Biggest mistake you've ever made? Not easy questions, are they?
Thinking that I had to, my work was more important than family at the time. And that was a huge mistake because my father ended up dying and I never really got to know him after I became an adult. So, you know, I look back on that and I think, why was I traveling the country as a musician? It's stupid, meaningless work when I could have been caring for my father in his final years.
Doug, it was great having you on the show.
Well, it was great to be here. I appreciate you having me on.
If they wanted to get a hold of you, Doug, how would they find you?
They could find me on the web at tangentmedia.com. We have our philosophy of our business, samples of our work, and hopefully if someone wanted to reach out, they could always email me. Feel free to email me at doug@tangentmedia.com. I'd be happy to try to impart any wisdom that I could. Hopefully some of the things that we talked about, your listeners will find what I had to say helpful.
I do really appreciate you being on this show. It was a lot of fun, and it was good getting to know you.
Thanks for listening, and thanks to our sponsor, That Company.
Why should you work with That Company as your white label provider for digital marketing instead of those other guys? Because we get results for your clients. That's why we're the digital marketing provider of choice for some of the biggest agencies in the digital industry. You just don't know it.
If you want to give us feedback, call us now at 1-800-437-5121 or drop by dailydriveshow.com. Make sure you add us to your Alexa daily briefing skill. Don't forget that you can listen to us live every day on WQBQ at 7:30 a.m. The show wouldn't be possible without the Daily Drive Show team, web guru Taj Royer, executive producer Josh Cardoza, and the social media man with the plan, Roy Wilson. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow.